Boker Tov, everyone. We are moving on over here in Hilchos Birkos Kohanim. We are up to page 19 over here. We are getting into the topic of Birkos Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. And I believe this goes hand in hand with the last two halachas that we just learned. We learned the dinim of Avelus and a single person, if they are allowed to do Birkos Kohanim, it's all totally on the dinim of Simcha. Okay? And I believe the Mechaber and the Ramah are going to be Lishitas over here. The Mechaber was only held when there were persons mamish b'makom tsar da'hainu b'shivus yemei avelus. That's the only time there is no birkas kwani. Masha ein kein the Roma hell brings down the meaning that all yid beis chodesh, like in Ashkenaz and like in Chutz La'aretz, they do not birkas kwani, because even if they're not b'makom mamish tsar, but there's a lack of simcha, there's also not going to be birkas kwani. Therefore, the Roma passes the shitaso also by a single person. He has also the right to mevatel birkas kwani, because he's not completely b'simcha masha kein. Once again, the mechaber paskin that a single person does do birkas kwani, and that files through to our lach over here. The mechaber does not mention anything about not doing the siyas kapayim in Chutz La'aretz lishitaso, because he holds in Chutz La'aretz they do, and that's the minhag amongst Eid Mizrach, that even in Chutz La'aretz they do birkas kwani on a daily basis, just like we do here in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rama brings down over here the bottom of page 18. Nagu b'chol medinos elu. The minhag is in all these are medinos. She'ein nosin kapayim el b'yantiv. We do not do nisiyas kapayim except for on yantiv. And probably none of you ever knew the reason why. Why don't they do nisiyas kapayim? Is it because, oh, it's only a mitzvah daraisa in Eretz Yisrael? No, but if you look down at the bottom over here by the star, all the way at the bottom of the page, it's vidda. The nisiyas kapayim b'chutzar to gangi midaraisa. Nisiyas kapayim is also midaraisa v'chenetigo kol aposkim and Rishum and Levi. He says delo kimoraksia, not like the moraksia. He says it's only the rabbanan, but that is incorrect, as he brings down a sifra and a sifri and Yerushalmi all bring a raya's dad mitzvah daraisa also and chutzar. And we also know, though, even if they don't do Nisiyas Kapayim and Chutz La'aretz, they are part and parcel of the bracha of us when we do Nisiyas Kapayim and Eretz Yisrael. They also get Mevareh, and also Lachor, the Sfaradim will learn the Chutz La'aretz, they also are blessing them also. But nevertheless, they're still lacking the mitzvah d'oraisa of doing actual Birkas Kohanim and listening to Birkas Kohanim. They get maybe some bracha, but they're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Why do Mevatel Birkas Kohanim and Chutz La'aretz and only do it on Yontif? What's the Sfar? Either Mevatel it all together, or only do it, or do it all the time. Says the Meiruma, Mishum Sha'az Shruim B'Simchas Yontif. When they have Yontif on Yontifs, that's when you have Shari B'Simcha, that's when you actually have Simcha in Chutzarts. V'tov Leivu Yivarech, once again, it's V'tov Ainu Yivarech, but that is either V'tov Leivu Yivarech, Mashe'enke B'Shar Yomim. Mashe'enke, when it applies to other days, this is not true. Afilu B'Shabbos HaShasana. Even on Shabbos, Shetrudim B'Harhurim Al Mechiasam. Where people are constantly thinking about how they're going to make their next dollar. How they're going to make money. V'al pitu malachtam, and on Shabbos they're sitting, oh my gosh, I'm missing a day of work. This is terrible. V'chule v'chule. V'afil v'yantav einosin kapayim l'tvilas musaf. Even on yantav, it's not enough simcha to do it on Shacharis. Only at musaf. Why? She yotzim azabes knesses v'yismichu v'simchas yantav. Because they're about to leave the shul and they're about to go take in part and parcel of the yantav meal. And therefore they're about to have their simchas yantav. Only then there's enough level of simcha that the Ramah allows them, says the minigiv, then to go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. So that's the reason why the Ramah says over here, because there's a lack of simcha, because people are trudim in other things. People are thinking about parnasa v'chulei, and therefore there is no nisiyas kapayim. Okay? And obviously you have to ask yourself, really, we're going to mevatel mitzvahs asei b'daraisa, okay, of a personal person decides because he's in Yud Beis Chodesh or he's single and he doesn't have simcha, he doesn't want to do Birkas Kohanim, that's his personal choice. But over here we're in the battle for the whole Tzibur Birkas Kohanim every single day because we are not going to have enough simcha. The answer is Zeina Chanami. That's what it seems to be the Ramah. That is the reason brought down by the poskim. But as you can imagine, throughout the generations, some poskim achronim were not so excited about how could we be mevatel. So the Gra came and he wanted to re-inaugurate doing Birkas Kohanim even in Chutz La'aretz, but then the Gra was thrown into jail when he wanted to inaugurate Birkas Kohanim in Vilna. He was thrown into jail. And then his famous Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhin, is a well-known story brought down in the Sefer of the Nesiv, Meshiv Dover. Chelik Bey Simon Kuf Dalad, quoting his father-in-law, Rav Itzalom of Volozhin, saying the following mitzvah that happened, that Rav Chaim of Volozhin was about to attack and do Birkas Kohanim in his shul. In Volozhin, and what happened? The shul burned down. The shul burned down right before they were about to inaugurate Birkas Kohanim, or maybe even they did it once or twice. I'm not sure. The shul burned down, and they all took it from a Simon Shemayim, that the psak of the Ramah, the Minhag Ashkenaz, stands, and from that on, to my knowledge, they have not tried again to try it and invite this idea of doing Birkas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz, and that is the minhag of all Ashkenazic Jewry outside of Eretz Yisrael, that you do not do Birkas Kohanim. They do not do Birkas Kohanim. Obviously, over here in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah brings down already in Ksiv Kod and Kuf Samach Dalet, Ube Eretz Yisrael, V'chol Malchutz Mitzrayim, Aminag Lisakapayim, V'chol Yom, V'aposkim Kilsuli Minag of Azeh. Since that was a minhag, the post game are mekales. They're happy with this minhag. They praise this minhag that they have in all these places. One, so that is the reason. That is what's brought down over here in Chutz La'aretz. You don't do because you don't have simcha. You live in Chutz La'aretz. There's not enough simcha. You can't do Birkas Kohanim. Oh, you'll ask, and they're not worried about their panas over here. They don't have troubles with panas in Eretz Yisrael. We know Americans, they have problems with panas over here. Eretz Yisrael, we have all, everything's great, and we have no panas issues over here, and therefore we do Birkas Kohanim. So it could be like based on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisavo, that Kufa, one who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that is already a din of simcha. That is already a din of simcha, so it doesn't matter. That, in a part and parcel of living here, creates the chiyuv of simcha, that creates the essence of simcha, and therefore there's going to be Nesiyas Kapayim, and obviously that is the minag here in Eretz Yisrael, Dinu Nesiyas Kapayim. Dinu Nesiyas Kapayim. Now, the Ramah just adds in over here before I get to a couple more inyanim. V'chol shachris u'musav shein nosim bo kapayim, any shachris u'musav where the really mikra din should be nesiyas kapayim. But in Chutz La'aretz they don't do it. Omer shliat tzibor al kinei ukli avoseinu, they still do. Like, well, here in Eretz Yisrael, when there's no kohen, they also do it. Chutz La'aretz are always gonna do it. El kinei ukli avoseinu, kinei el sosim in kuchav zayin. V'yom ha-kippurim, nosim bo kapayim kumo b'yontif. And Yom Kippur, there's nesiyas kapayim just like on yontif, because I guess the simcha of kaparat out of a note is good enough. V'yesh v'kamos, nosim bo kapayim b'ni'ilo, there's places that do it in ni'ilo. V'yesh v'kamos, afilo b'shachris, there's places that even, chutzas, even do it in shachris, on Yom Kippurim. Our minhag here in Eretz Yisrael is to do it also at ni'ilo, and therefore here in the yeshiva, we're going to switch things around by ni'ilo in order that we can make in ni'ilo, Birkas Kohanim before shkia. That's why we're going to do some of the slichos afterwards in order to get into another Birkas Kohanim, another bracha from the Kohanim on Yom Kippur. Okay, so that is the halacha over here, the dechilik between minhag Ashkenaz, or the minhag in Chutz La'aretz versus the minhag here in Eretz Yisrael, or the minhag of Svardim, even in Chutz La'aretz, they do Birkas Kohanim. Which gets into the Shiloh. What should the Ashkenaz, maybe an Ashkenazic Jew, to go to Svardim in Chutz La'aretz, in order they can chop in Birkas Kohanim. They have the minhag to do Birkas Kohanim. Maybe preferable for an Ashkenazic Jew to go daven with the Svardim. Shur Shlomo Zalman writes, it's quoted in the Sefer Vaniyah Vachem, it's also quoted in the Licha Shlomo Perek Yod Halacha Beis. He writes that an Ashkenazi, a ben Chutz La'aretz, should not go to a minyan Svardim in order to get Birkas Kohanim. He should daven like his regular Nusach. Obviously, if it's the only minyan in town, or it's the only one of the day he's allowed to. But he should not go out of his way to go a Svardim minyan in order to get Birkas Kohanim more than davening in an Ashkenazic shul. If it was not like that, there wouldn't be any more Ashkenazic minyanim around the chor. Okay? But that's what Rosh Hashanah says. But he says a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's visiting Chutz La'aretz, a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's visiting Chutz La'aretz, and he wants to get Birkas Kohanim, he's allowed to go ahead and choose go to the Svardim minyan in order to get Birkas Kohanim, and that was the minhag of Rosh Teinemann Zatzal. Rosh Teinemann Zatzal used to visit Chutz La'aretz raising money for the yeshivas. Chulei are giving chizik to Klal Yisrael. He used to go out his way to daven with Svardim minyan in order that he would get in Birkas Kohanim. That's what was his minhag. Okay, there is a minhag also in Svon Eretz Yisrael, northern Israel, by Sfas, and places like this, that they only do Birkas Kohanim at Musaf. They only do Birkas Kohanim in Musaf, and therefore, at Shachris, they're not gonna do Birkas Kohanim, v'chulei, only on Musaf, like even Musaf on Shabbos, so not like Chutz La'aretz. No, Musaf on Shabbos, they would go ahead and do it. Now, Rav Nevenzahl told me that, let's say, like the Yeshiva used to go to Tzfat for Shabbos sometimes, we'd have our own minyan, we would not have to follow the minhag of Tzfas in that case, then in that case, we could have our own minyan, we could go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim Also, Chakras and Rav Katz generally used to come with us also. When we used to go to Tzfas, he would dine with us and also do Birkas Kohanim. Also, at Chakras and not follow the Minug, in the north. But if you're in the north and you say they don't do Birkas Kohanim, it's not because there's no Kohanim in the Shul. That is the Minug in the north, in many places in the north, only do Birkas Kohanim at Musaf and not at other Tfilos. Mem Hei. We'll just start Mem Hei and then we'll call it a day. These are the words that the Kohanim, if you're not a Kohanim, maybe you didn't know this, but the Kohanim move their bodies, they go left to right to left, back and forth, during certain words of Birkas Kohanim, but not all the words. So, they go south and they go north. Watch words, Yivarechecha, Vishmerecha, Eilecha, Vichunecha, Eilecha, Lecha, and Shalom. Okay, it's two words in each one of the three psukim that we have of Birkas Kohanim, and there's different reasons brought down in the poskim. Some say, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Kuf Samaches, that Tam Shenagu Kain, Kedei Shedid Pashid a Bracha L'chol Anashim She'omni Mitzideh. In order that the Bracha, so it gets to everyone. Okay, it gets to everyone. It's not just the people directly in front of him. It gets to them. Well, why dafka these words? So some say these are the end, even though each pasuk is the end of a bracha, but in the middle of the bracha, there's also like a semi-bracha already in the middle, and therefore dafka these words. The Magen Avraham writes a little bit differently, and he says, if you notice all these words, Yivarechecha, Vishmerecha, Eilecha, he's referring to you. It's sort of the nochach, it's going towards that person, and therefore you want to get it to everyone, and that's why they dafka move during those words. Okay, v'noagim shemarich b'nigun elu atevos. The minhag is that they're marich b'nigun in these words. Ki kol achas mehen hu sof bracha b'fnei atz, like I just said before, because each word is like the end of a bracha. Now, it says v'omrim ribon kemoshe v'farsh b'simen kuf lamin, and we say ribon olami. Okay, like we're going to see in Simen Kuf Lamin, we'll talk about it more over there. We say this ribon when they are marich in the nigunim at the end of each psukim. So this is generally in chutzatz and Birkas Kohanim he's talking about, because it's only during yontif they do the ayayays. When they do the ayayays, you're supposed to be saying this ribon alone. Okay, that's what that is. The hainu v'yishmerecha, v'yichunecha shalom, the last three words of each pasuk, that's when they do the nine ayayays, and that's when Tzibor has time to do the ribon. Obviously over here, we don't do ayayays on every single day, and therefore this din would not apply. Some do it on yontif here also. Okay, v'amakra lo yom ribon, the makra does not say ribon. We'll finish off the last in the row, very important din of v'kidashta mezrat Hashem next time. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos and a ksiva v'chasima tova. This will be the last year before Rosh Hashanah. Everyone have shana tova, mutuka, kol tov everyone.